This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Rusty, plain and simple, what do you know about this with Kobe Young? And what should we know about this situation? Because I know there's some details that probably the public is not aware of.
Well, first off, and listen, you guys, you've done a hell of a job today. I think y'all have been very honest, been very upfront. And a guy that covers Georgia football and has covered Georgia football for a long time, absolute kind of worst-case scenario here for everybody involved. Let me explain that. Georgia needs no more headlines with arrest, period. They don't need anything for the next 5 years, and that's just being honest from guy right. Covers his team. And I think Mike touched on that, national perception, those type of things. This situation here in particular is a tough one because this is not cut and dry. This isn't a speeding ticket of 90 miles an hour in downtown Athens. This is a he said, she said. Kobe Young's already hired an attorney. He had an attorney this morning already. They issued a statement. She came to his house last night to – now, this is what I'm reading is right. She came to discuss their relationship with his ex-girlfriend. You know, 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, and at 4 o'clock in the morning, Kobe Young's in jail. So, you know, a situation like this, I don't know how this thing is going to play out. He can't play for Georgia right now, but I see people saying he's got to go. Let me give you an example. In May, Sakovi White, one of the best kids I've ever covered, guys. This is one of the best kids I've ever covered, a freshman from Cass High School. He gets arrested for reckless driving, and I go, what the hell is going on? The good kids are making bad decisions. Well, Sakovi White's dad happens to be an attorney. Well, he goes and pulls all the tape, and 2 weeks later, lo and behold, Athens-Clarke County drops the charge and said, we can't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that was reckless driving. So those charges were dropped. You don't go back and get those headlines. That was cut and dry. This is not cut and dry. There's probably not going to be any type of security camera. This is going to be someone's word versus somebody else's word. I don't know how this is going to play out. The bottom line is, if I'm Georgia, you spend a lot of energy today and a lot of administrative time trying to figure out what is going on from both sides of this. So regardless, as a coaching staff, as a player, as administration, you had to spend time today talking about another arrest. You don't need any of that, but this thing's got to play out, and I don't know how it's going to play out. A lot of different details right now.
It's our man, Rusty Manziel, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. And that's the thing, Russ. I mean, we were talking about this earlier. I get it. You know, he's going to have his day in court, and it may get dismissed, and hopefully that is the case. But on the heels of the rah-rah Thomas, the optics are just terrible nationally.
Yes.
The other thing is, and let me ask you, because you got a good relationship with Kirby. Mm-hmm. ETN has an off-the-field incident behind the wheel. They get that adjudicated, gets knocked down to a lesser charge. Everybody knows he's been suspended, but he's not suspended. Why wouldn't Kirby just say, I suspended him? Does he not want to give the media the satisfaction of saying what he did what he needed to do?
I don't know. I don't sit in that chair, so I don't know. And I go back to I talked to Sam Pittman one time, and I said, Coach, how's it like being a head coach? He said, Rusty, it's the most difficult thing you've ever done. There's no training. There's no training for sitting in that seat. So getting to that, I don't know Kirby's thought process there on why you don't. It's like Daniel Harris. Daniel Harris was the young man that got arrested. If you guys remember the Kentucky week, he's going 100 miles an hour, and his first offense for him, but regardless of wrong, that was another bad deal. Well, he didn't play Kentucky, and I'm pretty sure he didn't play against Alabama. Well, he played this past week. To me, you come out and say, okay, this is this kid's first offense. he's done this, he's ran bleachers, we've done this, we've taken NIL, which I know for a fact those types of things are going on. And we're not talking about weekly allowance. We're talking about big-time money for these kids. You know, at some point you're losing some of that. And if you just come out and say, okay, this guy's suspended for the next two games, Trevor Etienne suspended for the Clemson game, I don't know why those things aren't happening, but I can assure you there's disciplinary things going on. Ra-Ra Thomas was dismissed the day that came out. When the facts were out, he was not part of Georgia by the end of the day. Daniel David had multiple speeding violations and traffic violations. He was gone this summer. That's a kid that probably, if not started, would have played a lot. So they're doing things. You just can't continue to have things like this pop up. You don't need any more headlines. And I guarantee you, everybody in the office understands that. But you don't need any more headlines, period, that doesn't involve Georgia football or why we're not scoring the red zone.
I agree. Rusty Menzel joining us, and he's talking about the transparency, which is something I was bringing up earlier about where I'd love to see Kirby go with this. And not, I'm not going to say get out ahead of it, but let Dawg fans know what we do. This is how we handle this stuff, and you got to know we have it under control as far as what we're trying to preach. Let's talk about the game side of things. What'd you think about the Auburn performance?
Auburn might be the best bad team I've ever seen. And let me say, you know what I mean? Can I say that?
Yeah.
Like, God, they got freaking dudes, man. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about it has to be a frustrated fan base. Because, I mean, I looked at Auburn and I said, damn, they look like Auburn. I mean, this is no – that wasn't coach speak. When Kirby was talking about that was a good team last week. They make some bonehead decisions. The fourth and one, that you're right in that game. Whatever happened, seems like, I guess, Peyton Thorne, I saw today, maybe throw Hugh Freeze under the bus in a podcast saying that he didn't change the play. Who knows what happened there? But defensively, they're really good. I think Georgia had to really battle to get what they can get. And I say this, everybody in the country, everybody in America kind of understands now the parity of college football after last weekend. If you don't, you're not paying attention, because Vanderbilt just beat Alabama and Arkansas was a 14.5 point underdog at home and beat Tennessee. So anybody on any given Saturday, you got to take an 18-point win at home against Auburn. Guys, one of the crazy stats I think I've ever heard, and Mike, you've been in the South for a long time following this, Georgia is 17-3 in the last 20 games against Auburn. That's unbelievable to me growing up in the 80s and 90s. If you went 5-5 in 10 years, you had a hell of a series against Auburn. Georgia's 17-3 in the last 20 games.
It's like Vince Dooley against Florida, you know, in his prime. And the thing is, and that's, you know, Kirby calls out the fans, and I was like, damn. I mean, it's 100 degrees out there, and unfortunately, the game did not have a good ebb and flow. And ever since they moved it from November, a lot of guys have pointed out, just didn't have the same juice. And Auburn, to your point, Russ, is not living up to their end of the bargain.
Yeah. I mean, I had people last week. I had somebody text me and say, hey, man, we just had, I mean, not being funny, I think the person's okay. Somebody texted me pregame and said, we just had somebody pass out sober next to us. It's so hot down here. And I was like, and they had sober in caps. So, I mean, it was a hot day. And I know that, you know, Kirby wants to keep that energy. They want to keep that home field advantage. And, you know, listen, after what he went through in Tuscaloosa, I guarantee you he was glad to be home and hoping they were going to have what they went through in Tuscaloosa. This would be a better home game. Mississippi State, you know, this going through this, even though it's not a team that they're very, you know, highly favored to beat them, be a little bit cooler. People start appreciating home games a little more, but I don't think it's going to be any question. Tennessee's going to roll in here next month. Georgia Tech's going to play on Friday night. I don't think the juice and the crowd noise is going to be a problem or anybody's going to bring that up. But I'm telling you, that was a hell of a topic for about 24 hours, and all of a sudden, it's not a topic.
Yeah. And by the way, we as fans, you put up with some conditions sometimes, especially early in the season. Man, it's hot end of August, early September. It just is.
On one side of Sanford Stadium, you better come in with some SPF 100. I mean, you will get get smoked on that one side. I get it. And just so happens the Sooners on that side. You know what I mean?
So, it's
the reason why the big money alumni sit on one side of the stadium. I can assure you of that.
Hey, Carl, by the way, I'm in section 130.
Okay, so
I'm
good.
In the shade.
Yeah, you're good. You got to know these
things.
Hey,
fans. Rusty, can we get some beers going or something on Saturday? It's got all day. It's pregame.
Hey, it's a good tailgate. Let's do it, man.
There it is. Rusty, tell the people where they can follow you, man, on three and all that.
Yeah, Dogs HQ is my Georgia site, and we've got I'll be on 92.9 on Thursday with Steak and battling it up. And I heard you guys talking about, you know, nothing good happens after midnight. It goes back to my uncle told me one time. He said, son, nothing good happens after midnight except the crystal being open.
Yeah.
And I've learned that. And you start talking about situations like that with these young men. So, listen, whatever way this thing plays out, it's going to be a tough situation for Georgia, how it's going to play. But let this thing do its due diligence. Mm-hmm. And you guys have said that from the start, see how this thing goes. But I will say on one side of this, disciplinary, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and I think Georgia would do themselves some favors if they kind of put some of that stuff out.
Got to do it. You got to be transparent. Yeah. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, Rusty.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.